Blog Talk Radio.
Great evening, everyone. Welcome one more time, one more Friday night to the Nurturers Corner's Positive Change Agent Show. And we thank you so much for joining us as always at 9 p.m. right here on the number you dialed or however you have entered our show. And we are certainly excited and proud, if you will, to have joining us tonight one of the most special, not the most, but one of the most special persons in my whole wide world, and that is none other than the founder of Remember the Time Media, Cara, I call her Trill, Cunningham. Have you joined us?
Yes, I have. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for consenting to be on our show tonight. I am telling you, ecstatic is not the word for me tonight. And folks, you are, my listeners, you are in for a definite treat because this young lady right here has some kind of head on her shoulder and some kind of focus going on in her life and in her mind. So let me not keep tooting your horn, Trill. Go ahead and briefly introduce yourself for our listeners.
Well, hello, all the listeners out there. My name is Cara Cunningham. I am the owner, as my mother said, of Remember the Time. I'm into photography, media, all of that. I just graduated from Trinity Christian College with my bachelor's in communication arts and my minor in art studio. So, yeah, I'm just follower of Jesus Christ, of course, and I'm just here to encourage someone.
That is awesome. Look, I'm telling you guys, and hopefully she just go ahead and relax and unwind and really let you guys in on the wisdom that I am blessed to be a recipient of sometimes, because I'm one of those moms that doesn't care where the wisdom comes from. Just give it to me and give it to me straight and give it to me now. So what we're talking about tonight is I'm discerning self. I'm discerning self. And what Trill and I call her Trill because you want to tell everybody why I call you that?
Yes, at first it was millionaire. It was Mill. At first it was Mill. And you call me that because you saw me as being a millionaire. And then you went from Mill to Trill. I think that's very explanatory. It goes from Mill to Trill because you saw me as Mill. Now it's Trill because you see me as a trillionaire.
Absolutely. Awesome. Awesome. So Trill and I are going to give you our five key points to discerning self for real. Somebody say for real, yeah. Discern yourself for real because, and the reason we're saying for real, because we fool ourselves into believing that we know ourselves, but it takes the right test or the right insult or the right this or the right that to really let you know, no, don't know yourself like you think you know yourself because you didn't know you were going to do that or not do that or say that or not say that. So here we go, everybody. I guess, Trill, since you're my guest, why don't you give everybody your first of your five key points for discerning self. What's your first one?
Yes. So, first of all, I think that this is a very good topic for believers, Christians all over the world to, first of all, realize who you are in Christ and the path that you're going towards and all the goals that you have in your relationship with Christ. So, first of all, if you're not serious enough, then you can just go ahead, just, you know, do whatever you want to do, hang up if you want, because this is for serious only. So first of all, discern. Discern means to perceive or recognize something. So for number one, be honest with yourself. We first have to be honest with God and recognize the ugliness that we carry as Christians. And we as Christians can handle ourselves as if we have it all together and as if we are just perfect people. But we have to realize that there are some things about ourselves that isn't all the way perfect, isn't all the way, you know, okay with God. So we have to realize what we hold within ourselves that isn't something that God would be acceptable with, something that God isn't, you know, quite okay with, and deal with that head on. So first, my number one point is to be honest. Be honest with yourself. Recognize whatever it is that's hindering you to become more like Christ and deal with it head on.
Love it. And I'm going to jump right in there real quick and say that my number one is know your values. Your values makes for better, longer-lasting relationships. Because when you know your values, you know what makes you go and what makes you stop. So know your values.
All right.
Go ahead, True.
Right.
Number two, what's your number two?
Number two is prayer. Prayer is a big facet of mine in my life. It's a big aspect that I hold in my life. I love prayer. I think that prayer is the revealer of all truth. When Holy Spirit, John 16, verse 13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. So when you're in prayer, the Lord will reveal and expose everything about yourself that isn't quite like him, isn't, you know, all the way perfect, because we're aiming to be perfect. We're aiming to be just like Christ. So when you're in prayer, you're spilling out to God everything that you want him to get rid of, anything that maybe happened throughout the day that you notice about yourself that isn't exactly like the image of Christ. So when you're in prayer, you're spilling all of that out. So just spill everything out in prayer and ask the Lord to reveal everything that's not like him and take out everything that's not like him. Deal with it on in prayer. Be honest in prayer.
I love it. So we got be honest with yourself, know your values, and prayer, the revealer of all truth. Spill everything out. I love that. And my number two is set personal goals. This helps you to say yes or no definitively. So when you know your goals, you know your values, you have that prayer going, and you're honest with yourself, you can say yes, I will, or no, I won't, to whatever comes your way. So let's keep it rolling, Trill. What's your number three?
Number three is take heed to the Holy Spirit. When you recognize the signs and deal with them head on, when you get up from prayer, God is going to try and see and test you to see if you really want him to have all of you. So take heed the Holy Spirit when he gives you these signs and these tests and you're going about your day and you recognize whatever test it may be, you recognize the test and you recognize how already the older man, you know, the older man that you were before you were in Christ. You recognize, you know, how you might have acted before God created you as a new creature, and you already know that older inner man that you you might have acted as before you were starting your relationship with Christ. So deal with those tests when you notice that they're coming throughout the day. Deal with those tests and deal with them head on. So when you deal with those tests, you don't want to act as if you were in the world. You want to act as if you were living, as if Jesus was right beside you. So deal with those tests and pass them. Pass them head on. Take heed to what the Holy Spirit has revealed to you in prayer. And when he gives you whatever habits that you might have had when you were living in the world, however you were acting as if you were living in the world, take heed to those signs that Holy Spirit has given to you in prayer, and take heed to them when you're out about, you know, working or in the store or, you know, in church, and deal with those tests and notice how you act when you're really dealing with those tests, and you know what's about to come ahead. And Holy Spirit can give you a word when you're passing someone that might be acting crazy and you just want to flip off. Holy Spirit will tell you, hey, calm down, calm down. Jesus is right beside you. He's walking with you wherever you are. That's how sometimes when I'm in the workplace and I'm having, you know, a bad day, and I'm coming across someone that, you know, might have different beliefs as me, and I'm going back and forth with them, and they might, you know, argue with me or whatever, and I might want to just, you know, flip off on them. But I have to control my emotions because I know how Kara can be. I know how Kara can flip off with the tongue. But I take heed to the Holy Spirit, and I ask him, Lord, guide me. Lord, you know Kara. You know me. You know how I can be. You know how I can just flip off, get angry, whatever, get frustrated, whatever. And take control over your emotions. Take control over that. And I'll just go past them. Pass that test. Just tell them, hey, you know, we might have different beliefs, but I'm just going to keep going. I know we might disagree. I'm just going to keep going. You pass. You pass that thing because you've controlled your emotions. So take heed to the Holy Spirit. Realize the test and pass them.
I love it. Okay, so we got discern. Be honest with self. Know your values. Prayer. Set personal goals. Take heed to the Holy Spirit. I love it. And pass the test. And then I've got know your worth. Identify what is or is not opposing you. You won't think everybody is against you, or you got to compete with somebody. If you know what you are worth, then you can appreciate others' worth and others' value. Okay, we're at number four. Hit it hard, Krill. You're really blowing me out the water here. Go ahead. What's your number four?
So change your environment. Change your environment. We might not think that this is really important because, you know, we go about our day and just we're grown, we're living it, we're living life how we want to live it. But if we're really aiming to be just like Christ, we have to realize what we're seeing, what we're watching, who we're talking to, the people that we might be around can have so much of influence over us that we tend to be just like them, and we don't even realize it because we can act a certain way in the church, and then when we get outside, we can act another way because of the people that are around us. So we try to adapt to how other people might act just to fit in a certain way, just to not stand out as we should be, because we are the light of the world. So we're going to stand out. We're going to stand out in all this darkness that's happening within the world. So we have to be ourselves and not be afraid to be ourselves. So when we're in a certain environment and you notice that you're not, you know, really comfortable, you're not really sure of how you are, you know, your identity in Christ, you have to change your environment because you don't want to change how other people may be, because we are the light of the world. So we have to be ourselves, be confident within ourselves, be confident in Christ, and know that greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. So God doesn't really want us to, you know, reside in that unstable place, because he doesn't like a man that's unstable in all his ways. So if you're acting one way in the church and then acting in a different way within the world, God is totally not okay with that. If you're acting one way in the church and acting the same way as if you were acting in church outside of the world and be that light, be confident. Be confident. So be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of, you know, how you dress and what you watch on TV. What you watch can really affect your thinking, affect how you speak, affect how you treat people, because all of what you watch, that goes into your eye gate and then goes into your spirit. And then within your spirit, you're really acting it out. So really watch what you watch. Really take into the environment that you're in.
Awesome. Wow, Mom. Trill. You are really impacting lives and the mind for us to change into what we hear, because it really hits home. Every point you're bringing, it really hits home. So my number four really quickly is add strength to your weaknesses daily. This way you avoid comparing yourself to others. Add strength to your weaknesses daily. What do? Try to build up in that area or those areas where you're weak. So as you do that, you can rub elbows. So, for example, before the car I had, I would always feel like the little rundown car next to maybe a Benz or a Jaguar or something of that nature. But now I actually have to look and be like, remember, you're in a Benz too. So as you perfect yourself and your weaknesses, you're even flow with everyone around you, and you have no reason to compare because, after all, you're an original. Come on, hit us with number five, Trill. What you got on that?
Yes, so make Jesus Lord over your life. When you're on this path with Christ, we can't live as if we want to live. We can't do what we want to do. We can't really hang around who we, you know, want to hang around, because we just can't. We're the light. We're the light of the world. In the midst of all this darkness, we have to be different. When you're truly making Jesus over your life, you should be able to notice anything about yourself that's unlike him. Luke 9, verse 23 says, and he said to all, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me, not follow your mother, not follow your brother, not follow your youth leader, follow Jesus. Be just like Jesus. I think we can look up to so many people and really not even realize that when we look up to them, we can take up after all of what they do and try to copy all of what they do, because they just inspire us so much and just motivate us to be like Christ, but we don't realize that we're trying to be just like them. So be your own self. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Follow hard after him. When you know that someone is inspiring you and you're looking up to them because they're a great influence over your life, cool, that's totally fine. But take their advice, but don't copy after them. Take their advice and apply it to your own relationship with Christ. Be just like Jesus. Follow after Jesus, hard after him. Him Lord over your life. Surrender everything, all of your ways, your will, your wants, your needs, your desires. Make sure that it's in his will. We don't want our own way to become just, you know, what we want, and it's not even matching God's will over our life. Make sure that Jesus is completely taking over your inner being, all of your thoughts, how you walk, how you talk. You want to make sure everything about you is just the same as if Jesus was walking just beside you. Everything that you do is the same as Jesus was living, you know, in your house. Everything. You want to make sure all of your actions is just like Jesus.
Wow. Check this out. Trill, you are so inspiring. I love how our messages are parallel and actually intertwining. Because my number five is exercise your faith always. This is a reminder that you are not the big cheese or the head honcho of you. You are not the boss of you. When you exercise or practice or put into motion your faith always, not just daily, because then daily could mean as soon as you get up or once you go to bed, you're saying, Lord, I thank you, or give us this day in the morning. But when you do it always, then you're always looking to the Lord, the one who created you, the one who starts you on your way, the one who, you know, makes sure that you practice the right things or think the right things or encourages you to feel right and have the right motives. All of that, when you practice that always, you can't go wrong. You can't get off track. You can't stay in the wrong way. Let me say it like that, because, you know, we have these different things of trials and temptations. Not always do we bat 100, but hopefully we don't fall past 90. But in those times when we do fall short of the 100, we recognize, especially in those moments, that we are not the boss of us. We have the greater one who we welcome to be inside of us, to guide us and to lead us so that we can accomplish, live out our values, and we can be honest with ourselves. We can set those personal goals. We can take heed to the Holy Spirit. We can know our worth, because that is key. We can change our environment because we know our worth. We can add strength to our weaknesses daily. We can make Jesus our Lord without fail. And finally, we can exercise our faith. All of that together, there is no way you will miss discerning self. How about that, Trill? So what I want you to do, again, thank you so, so much for joining us tonight. And listeners, I have to tell you that I ended up asking Trill to join me and be my special guest on the show tonight. And I am just so honored and appreciative that she consented. And trust me, you guys, it's not because I'm her mom, but it's because she felt that it was worth her time. So I certainly appreciate you again. And I just want you to, you know, flow from your heart the next 60, 90 seconds and pray for our listeners to be guided in being discerning of self and making that right positive impact of change, positive change, on the world in which they live. So we want you to just pray a blessing of direction and however the Lord gives you to flow to bless our listeners on tonight.
Sure, of course. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for just protecting us and giving us the right mind to just live for you, God. We love you so much, God, and we just honor you with our lives, the way that we talk, Lord Jesus, the way that we love people, God, the way that we think, Lord God. We want every part of our being to be just like you, Lord God, and we commit ourselves to you, God, and we want you to live within us, Jesus, not just in our house and not just in our cars one day and not just in our workplaces one day and not just walking into Walgreens one day, but we want every single step, every single second, every single minute, every single hour to be just like you, God. We don't want you to find anything within us that is not like you, God. Help us to discern ourselves, God, every single day, God. Help us to be consistent, God, in the way that we talk, in the way that we walk, in the way that we think, Lord God. So, God, give us the strength, God, because we know that we cannot do this on our own. If it was on our own, God, we would fail, God. So help us. Give us strength, God. We commit ourselves to you, God. So take this sacrifice that we bring to your altar, Jesus. Take this sacrifice, Lord God, and commit it, God. We give it to you, Lord God. We give you everything, all of our being, God. Help us to discern ourselves, God. Help us, God. Give us strength, God. Give us wisdom, Lord Jesus, because we cannot do this on our own. So we're asking you for help, God. We're asking you for wisdom, God. Give us the wisdom, God. Give us the strength, Jesus, to discern everything like you, Lord Jesus. We want you to be Lord over our lives, God. Take over our lives, God. Take over our lives, Jesus. We mean that with all of our hearts over our lives, God. Take full control, Jesus. We commit ourselves to you, Lord God. And from this day forward, we're going to do our best. We're going to do it, God, to discern ourselves, so that we can become more like you, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Well, I tell you, this has been such an honor and such a pleasure to be on the wave with you. And listeners, why don't you share with them, Trill, how they can get in touch with you, and name of your business and your website, and we're going to just wrap up the show.
Sure. So Facebook is my regular name, Kara Cunningham, K-A-R-A, Cunningham, and then Instagram is Kara, K-A-R-A, underscore Mani, M-A-N-I, because my middle name is Imani, but it's M-A-N-I, so it's Kara underscore M-A-N-I. And then Twitter is Kara, K-A-R-A, underscore Mani, M-A-N-I. So that's Instagram and Twitter. It's the same username. And then my Instagram business page is Remember the Time Media, underscore. So that's remember the Time Media, underscore. And then for my business website, it's Remember the Time Media. .com. Please find me on my website, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Well, thank you so much. And like I said, everybody, you be the positive change you want to see in this negatively changing world. And we'll see you right back here next Friday. And same time, 9 p.m. Central, same station, whatever you dialed. Love you. Peace out, everybody. See you next time.